Lech Nishmas Avi Mori Yaakov in Yisrael Pilchus, Lech Nishmas Daniel Shein, Lech Yishua Falak. Okay, so now we're holding in the period of Bein HaMitzarim, yesterday Shivos of the Tammuz. So first I want to make some comment, something to do with Shivos of the Tammuz, and then we'll go on to Bein HaMitzarim. The question that I want to deal with is the question of the slichas that we say on Tainus in contrast to the slichas that we say by the Yom HaNoraim. Right, in the Yom HaNoraim, we know we say slichas in the morning. In the morning, before davening, that we say, and before Rosh Hashanah, during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. But we know that on Tainus we say the Slichas after Shmoneh Esrei. So what's going on there? What is this difference between the Slichas that we say on the before the Yom Noraim, by the Yom Noraim, in contrast to the Slichas that we have on Tanios? The slichas of Taniyos we don't say before davening. We say, "Bakir," we say it after Shmoneh Esrei. And I once read, not wrote, read a beautiful article in there's a Torah journal called Or Yisrael, comes out in Muncie, and I read something years ago. I found it. It was in Tishrei Tavshin Ayin Dal, from a fellow by the name of Shlomo Lobel from Yerushalayim, and he wrote a thing there that I liked a lot. What got me to think about it is something that I read in the Masoros Moshe. Those are the notes from Rabbi Mordechai Tendler from being Bashamish Rav Moshe. I'll read it to you what it says in the Sefer Masoros Moshe. This is volume 3. He says, and these are notes from his grandson, Rabbi Mordechai Tendler. He says, Rabbeinu Shlomo Yud-Zayin B'Tammuz B'beis U'B'Muncie. He says that Rav Moshe was in Muncie that Shabbos after, I guess, after Yud-Zayin B'Tammuz, this coming Shabbos would be. And he said to me, to Rabbi Tendler, Mordechai Tendler, he said, Europa in Europe, are you nogim loma haslichas betanios beemtzach hazaras hashatz? The lo yadu lo madua kan poskul minhog kein. Ah, so this is the first yisod that you have to realize that the slichos that are said on Tainus, we say it after hazaras hashatz. They used to be said in the middle of hazaras hashatz. What does that mean? So if you look. In the Shulchan Aruch, in Tav Kuf Samach Zayin Daled, so he reads, and this is what it says in Shulchan Aruch, and Rav Moshe pointed out in Europe that was the practice, that they would say Slichas in the middle of the bracha of Slach Lanu. So there was in Chazar Shashatz, when the Chazan got to Slach Lanu in the middle, that's when they would say Slichas. And in this article that I told you that I read at Or Yisrael, he points out that's why it's called Slichos. It's called Slichos because it was said in the bracha of Slach Lanu. And that's why it's called Slichos. In other words, in the middle of Chazaras Hashatz, just like in some communities, they have piyutim, and different things, yotras, and they say in the middle of things. So that was what Slichas was. Slichas was not something that you say after davening. You say it in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, meaning in the middle of Chazaras Hashatz, the Chazan would be saying, and then they would go on to this diversion of saying all these things that we say. And in Rabbi Tendler's book, Masoros Moshe, that was written from his notes, Moshe made a comment. He says, yeah, he doesn't understand how come now, the minhag became, we diverge from that, the original minhag. That was his comment. But this fellow in the Or Yisrael points out that really the things that we do before on the Yom Ha'Ra'im, that's not really slichos. The slichos is called slichos because it was said in the bracha of Shlach Lanu. That's why it's called slichos. The thing that we do before on, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur time, that's like, it's, we use it. We use the phrase slichos, right? We always say slichos will be at this time. We use the phrase slichos, but that's just, it's not the real, it's not really slichos. It's like divrei tachnunim that we say to, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before davening. And he says, and he points out in that article, Or Yisrael, he says that it's interesting that on the Tanios, we say, Slach lanu v'ki rov, we say, Slach lanu. That phrase, we don't say on the, on before Hashanah Yom Kippur. The lack of the phrase Slach lanu avinu that we say in the slichos on the tanios, we don't say, right, on the slichos of the of before Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And he says that the idea is that, like the Rambam writes, he writes in this article that, the time of Tanios, the whole idea of a Tainus is to do tshuva, etc., and that's how it began. Now, and so that's what, so Slichas was something that was said in the middle of Shlach Lanu. And that's the real Slichas. Now, why did we change it? I would guess that, today we're in a world that everything's a hefsek. Everything's a hefsek. So, people, so it could be that, it's a long thing, the slichas in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So maybe, in the world of hefsek, I mean, obviously it was put in. I mean, the Nusach HaGra, my son always says, "Well, Abba, can we daven in the Nusach HaGra minyan?" Because in Nusach HaGra, they don't say any of the piyutim on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, so it goes quickly. Because if you imagine if you just say the regular Shemoneh Esrei on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Rezgil Chazars Hashatz without Lekel Orach Din or Kol HaMaminim and all these things, how short davening would be. Davening in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is really not that long. It's just we're saying all this piyutim, so the Gra didn't say all these things. So, the Gra wasn't from all these, that's why I don't think he even said Shalom Aleichem. I wrote a sefer in Hagim, and I had a whole chapter I wrote about what's the heter of saying, Shalom Aleichem Friday night. Because it says, the Magen Avraham says, when you come home, you kaddish miyad, you're supposed to make kiddush right away. So all these things that people say, in the Hasidic world, they say a lot more. In the more modern world, they just say Shalom Aleichem and Yisheskayel, and that's it. But that it also is a kiddush. But the concept of saying it in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei was, that's what Rav Moshe said. He remembers, I guess, growing up in Europe, that that's what they did. That's why it's called Slichas, as written in that article in Or Yisrael. That it was in the middle of Shlach Lanu, they had a digression, and but that's what it became. So that was the story of the Slichas that we do on the Tanios. So we do it after Shmoneh Esrei because really we're doing it in the, we're supposed to be really doing it in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. And somehow that changed. My conjecture, as I said, is maybe it had to do with some, more modern chumras about hefsek and things like that, that people that it was moved from the middle of Shmoneh Esrei into after Shmona Esrei. So
So,
that
and
was
the
sweet
Yom
love.
Norm, why do we do it before?
What?
Why do we do the on Yom Norm, why do we do it before
Because
Davening?
Yom HaNorayim it's not about Slichas, it's not about Bakasha Slicha. It's more like we're beseeching Hashem, it's more like Tachnunim. That's what he writes. It's more like Tachnunim that we're beseeching Hashem to give us life. And the Shalom Alach, Aguv Chusol, we want life. It's not more about asking forgiveness for things. In other words, it's a different theme. That's what, in other words, what this fellow, Rabbi Lobel, writes, Nor Israel, is that we call it slichas, but it's really not slichas. It's supplication. We're saying, Hashem, now we're in the Yom HaNorayim, you're going to renew our, hopefully you'll renew our lives for the next year to come. And we call it slichas, but it's really not slichas. It's tachnunim. So, and therefore it has nothing to do with slachmanu. So therefore it has nothing to do with putting it in the, but this thing really belong. It's about, and that's why he says that it's very remarkable that we leave out that phrase of slachmanu that we say under the Tanios that we don't say, because this, the quote slichas that we say before davening on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is not about bakasha slicha. It's more about tachnunim, that we're asking Hashem to renew our lives and et cetera like that, as opposed to the ones that we do on Tanis. This Tanis is more about slachlanu, and therefore that's where exactly it was in the part of it was said in the Chazaras HaShatz as a digression in the Chazaras HaShatz. So that was the story. Okay, so now we're in the 3 weeks. So whatever the 3 weeks, it brings me back to John Isserin's Talos, right? It brings me back to his Talos that got this new Talos, and we said hold off till the Shabbos Nachum. I believe the Shabbos Nachum was done. You put it on for the first time. You made a Shechionah. So just the other day, someone, Baruch Hashem, approached me. He's getting married after Tisha B'Av. And when you're getting married, there's a lot of people are busy, and he didn't yet get to buy his talis yet and his kittel. And he wants to know, could he get the talis and kittel during the 3 weeks? So that's the question. Could he get the talis and the kittel during the 3 weeks? It could be that he can get it afterwards, but afterwards it's a little pressed for time once Tisha B'Av, and then it's going to be pressed for time. So Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Igros Moshe, Chelo Gimel, Simon Pei, discusses buying clothing during the 3 weeks. So he writes that really buying clothing is not us in time buying clothing, but it's the issue has to do with the bracha of Shechion. That when we buy kelim chadashim, we make a Shechionu, and therefore, 3 weeks, we don't we try the Shulchan Aruch says not to make the bracha of Shechionu, Shechionu vikimanu vigyanu azman hazeh, so we don't make it because it's a zman of Puranus. It's a zman of retribution, etc. So we're not making a bracha on the zman. So it's not so much about buying the clothing and buying the thing. So he says, so Rav Moshe writes that if you want to buy tefillin, it's mutter. Because tefillin is just for the mitzvah. But a talis, it's also for the mitzvah, but it's, he says that the talis katan is not so chashuv. But the talis gadol is a beged chashuv. So therefore, you should really make, so he says, maybe you should make a shechiyano, and therefore you shouldn't get it during the 3 weeks. That's what he says, that Kevin Shumitam Kana Kalim Kadashim has to be Chashiv, so a talis cotton is not Chashiv, so a talis cotton you don't, but a talis gadol, that you should make Shechianu, and then if you're going to make a Shechianu, then you shouldn't buy it during the 3 weeks. That's what Rav Moshe writes here in the tshuva. So Rav Harfenis, with the Sefer Mekadesh Yisrael, so he says over two important, two interesting things. First, he says over from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and this is very mishtaber, that really the Gemara says when you kind of kelim chadashim you make shechianu, but our minhag is to make shechianu when we wear it for the first time, when we use it for the first time. That when we that when, so this fellow who's not going to put on his talis until he gets married, so he's not going to wear it now. He's just going to buy it now. It's a convenient time. He has 3 weeks now to buy it. So therefore, he said, Shlomo Zalman Orbach said that in our time you can buy Kelim Chadashim because we're not going to make the bracha anyway until the time we wear it. So therefore, a fellow. So obviously, it would be better to get it before or after. But if he's impressed, he's pressed for time, then he can get it during the 3 weeks. But realize, because again, because the 3 weeks is then is not really about wearing a new beged, but it's about the Shekhyanu. And anyway, we don't make the Shekhyanu, but Zmanazeh, even people who make a Shekhyanu in a new suit or something like that, usually make it when they wear it for the first time. Rav Harfenis does quote, there's a sefer, I think we mentioned in one of the shiurim, there's a sefer called Seder Hayom. Seder Hayom. I think we mentioned it once before. The Seder Hayom, this sefer, you know what? The most famous thing that the Seder Hayom contributed to Judaism is what? Is the concept of Moda Ani L'fanecha, saying that the sources in this sefer called Seder Hayom. So that's that's probably one of the most famous things that in that sefer. But Rav Harfenis points out that in the sefer Seder Hayom, he gives you another idea of the new clothing. And that is that we want to feel, and the way Rav Harfenis explains it is that during the 3 weeks is the time of Tsar of the Shechina. It's the time that, Golus began and everything will, and Hashem is in tremendous pain and agony because Hashem really wants the Beis HaMikdash to be built and to be in its glory. And this is the time that there's a lot of agony from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we have to empathize, so to speak, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's agony. And therefore, if you wear new clothing, that's a sign of Freilichkeit. That's, that you're not empathizing in his agony. So therefore, so that's the way Rav Harfenis explains this here. That's another approach. And according to that, then it's not about the Shekhyanu. It's about, but then it could be, well, even according to that, maybe it's only a din in the wearing, not necessarily in the, okay, but that's the idea. So Lemaisa, if it's better if you get to the new clothing, but it's something chashuv like a talis, and he's getting married right after Tisha B'Av. So there could be a heter. Now, when I say the 3 weeks it really also includes the 9 days, but the 9 days is more of a chumrah. And this I've spoken to Rav Abadi many times, Shmita, that is Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that the women don't weave For a Shulchan Aruch, don't weave during the 9 days, because weaving in Hebrew is called shesi ve'erev. That's the different, the horizontal and the vertical parts of the loom. And there's a Korban Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash is built on the what's called the Evin Shesia, and the word Shesia has that same word lashon as chassis, which is the vertical part of the loom. So therefore, zecher to the Evin Hashsia, is where the Beis HaMikdash was built. So we don't have get clothing during the way Rabbi explained. I think then one of the Achronim, I think was it the Yad Ephraim, one of the Achronim there on the page of the Shulchan Aruch ties this together. So therefore, Rabbi always says, the part of the 3 weeks that's not the 9 days. So that's the issue of the Shekhinah, and then that has a question. First of all, is a discussion. Some people don't make Shekhinahs, or only make Shekhinahs in something that's very special. But in the 9 days, as Rabbi always pointed out, that Yerushalmi, which says not to weave, including in weaving, the way Rabbi explained, and that's how one of the Achronim on the page of the Shulchan, I think Yad Ephraim, one of the Achronim of the Shulchan Aruch says that buying woven things is also included in the idea of weaving. So even though the Yerushalmi speaks about weaving, and that's a zecher for the Evin Shesia, and even though the Evin Shesia has nothing to do with weaving, but it's just the same lashon of shesi, so that became, and that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that women have a noyeg not to mishti, not to do the weaving. So all the clothing that's woven should not be bought. So that, and that's even things that are, things that are not so significant, because it's nothing to do with the Shekhinah. The 3 weeks part of the, meaning the part of the 3 weeks that's not the 9 days, that has to do with the question of the Shekhinah, or according to the Seder Hayom, it has to do with the wearing new clothing, and that's showing we're not empathizing with Hashem's Tsar during this time. But when it comes to the 3 weeks, then you shouldn't get any clothing, even things that are not so significant, because that's the, as everybody pointed out, that's the understanding of the Yerushalmi of not weaving, and including in that weaving is also, I think, the as it said in one of the poskim in the Shulchan Aruch, is not buying woven things as well. So those are the different ideas of the of this. Oh, so it's interesting that this time of year, of the 3 weeks, is considered, time of mourning of sorts, etc. But on the other hand, it's also considered a time of opportunity and potential simcha. There's a word from the Avodas Yisrael. Avodas Yisrael was the Koshnitz and Magid, and he quotes the pasuk in Eicha, the beginning, Perek Aleph, pasuk Gimel. Kol rofeha isigua bein hamitzarim. That so literally means people who are rodif, but he said, caught up bein hamitzarim. So, but the Avodah Yisrael says another idea that kol rofeha ka. Rofeha means rodif HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning anyone who wants to pursue Hashem, to meet up with God, this is the time. So it's similar to, what the Baal HaTanya calls that sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech Basada, and sometimes it's like when you have a king. So during the, when he's in his palace, so you're not going to be able to get to his palace. But if he's taking vacation, he's in the mountains, in the Catskills, and you happen to see him there in Lac Shel Djuk, so then you go up to him because he's more accessible, and therefore that's the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is considered more accessible during this time, And it's interesting that the 3 weeks is 21 days, and it's brought down that we know that the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that the times of the tzomos one day will be fair, that are now fast days when the Beis Hamikdash will be built, there'll be holidays. And we know the holiday season, when is the holiday season for Rosh Hashanah to Hoshana Rabbah is 21 days. It's 21 days. 777, right? Rosh Hashanah, and then the, right till Hoshana Rabbah is 21 days, and it's brought down from Rabbi Yisrael of Rishon that Losid Lavo, when the Gemara says that all the holidays, all the fast days are going to be holidays, so he thinks it means also that the whole period of time, in other words, well, we have a Yontif that starts with Yud Zayin B'Tammuz and it ends on Tisha B'Av, and all the days in between will be like a Chol HaMoed. And it was the Gemara only says explicitly that the days of the fast days are going to be, but understanding what he said is that what the Bor Veshemesh says that the whole Tkufa, that's why it's brought down from the from Rav David of Sokachov, that there's an Inyan to learn Hilchos Yontif during Beit HaMitzarim to merames, and this I write in my sefer, to give us a remez that Losid Lavo, this tkufa will be a tkufa of what? Of Yontif. Will be a tkufa of Yontif. And that's what the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah based on the Psukim in Zechariah, Tzom Harvi, Tzom HaChamishi, Tzom HaShvi, Tzom HaAsiri, Yehi Beis Yisrael, Sason and Simcha. And all the fast days will turn over to Sason and Simcha, and that's what the Rishon has said. It means not only fast days, but the whole period of time. That's the 21 days of the Beit HaMitzarim is parallel to the 21 days of Yontif that we have between Rosh Hashanah and Hoshana Rabbah. And it's interesting that in the Kashrus of Maggid, he writes also that this tkufa, it's brought down. My friend Rabbi Simcha Weber told me once, Nachman Striffger Rebbe once said, from one of the, I think one of the Hasidic forum, that Tammuz is Rosh Tevas Zmanei Tshuva V'Mashushim Uboim. That the Zion is Zmanei Tshuva the Tov V'Mashushim Uboim, meaning, and once Shavuos HaMetamos comes about, then the Yom HaRoim are around the corners, so to speak. And it's interesting that the Kashrus of Maggid in the Avodas Yisrael discusses that it says like this that there are 50 days between Tisha B'Av and Rosh Hashanah. 50 days. And that's, what does it say? So 50 days from Tisha B'Av to Rosh Hashanah, and then from Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is 10 days, and from Yom Kippur to Sukkot is 4 days. It's the first day of Sukkot is going to be Yom Aleph. And that's the so it's going to be 61 days from Tisha B'Av to the beginning of Sukkos, and that's the 60, I'm sorry, 65, because you're going to have again the 50 days from Rosh Hashanah, from Tisha B'Av to Rosh Hashanah, another 10 days from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur is 60. And then 4 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, and the first day of Sukkot is the 65th day, and the 65 is the remez to Hashem Aleph, the Aleph Shem Aleph Dalet, because that's the Nun and the Yud is 60, and then the Aleph is 1, the Dalet is 4, so it's 60, 65 days. And that's the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, but now the rebuilding starts from this until we get to, and it's interesting. I don't know if you point this out, but that's why in Sukkot we say Harachaman hu yakim lanu, as Sukkot David hanafalos. That's Sukkot represents the Beis HaMikdash, and it's the rebuilding. So now, after this tkufa of the Yemei HaMitzarim, we have the tkufa of rebuilding Shem Hashem, rebuilding Shem Hashem, and Shem Hashem is the Aleph Dalet, is the 65 days. And it's interesting that it says in the Medrash, very fascinating thing in the Medrash, in Yalkut Shimoni, in this week's Parsha, Pinchas, he says that really all the summer months, the way the Maharal explains, all the summer months were supposed to have holidays. But since we sinned and we had a korban, so then, but the way it was, the original plan was like this: Tammuz, Av, and Elul. Rosh Hashanah was supposed to be in Tammuz, and Yom Kippur was supposed to be in Av, and Sukkos in Elul. And what's left for Tishrei? Shmini Atzeres. In other words, it wasn't supposed to be all lumped up in one. Like we do Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, one day after the other, right? That's only because we lost those months to Esav, to the evil powers of because we were sinned. It really was supposed to be spread out. That it was supposed to be Tammuz, Av, Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, and Tishrei is what? Shmini Atzeres. And then I thought, based on that, then you understand very well what the Kashrut Samagnit says, that what? Kol rodfeha hisigua bein ha-mitzarim, that kol rodef Hashem, if you pursue God, the time that he's most easily accessible is bein ha-mitzarim. So what's the idea? So what did that remind me of? That reminded me of the Gemara that says, Dirshu Hashem bihimotso, right? We read in the Haftarah yesterday. So Dirshu is the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. But the Beit HaMitzarim is really, in essence, the days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Because in the original plan, Rosh Hashanah was supposed to be in Tammuz, and Av was supposed to be in Yom Kippur in Av. And these are the times of the time, in theory, when it was supposed to be between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And that's the Zman of this time. So even though this time is a time that we have things we don't get married during this time, etc., and we don't shave, we don't do haircuts, we don't do several things, but in potential it was the original time of all the holidays, and one day, as we said, all these times are going to be turning into holidays, and that's what they What we said was brought down, that that's why there's an inyan from the of David of Sokachov that to learn Hilchas Yontif during Beit HaMitzrayim. Because these are the times that are potentially are going to be the times that were supposed to be Yom Tovim, and but Ezra Shem one day actually will be the Yom Tovim, and it'll start off with. Imagine that. You mean such a hard fast, I mean such a long day yesterday, but as Hashem, one day it'll be a yontif, and Tisha B'Av will be a yontif, and all the days in between will be Chol Hamoed, as brought down from the Rav Yisrael of Rishon. But this is the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the Baal HaTanya discusses that there are two aspects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Melech Ba'ir and the Melech Basada. Melech Ba'ir is not as accessible, but this is the Tekuf of Melech Basada. And we start off with slichos, and we said slichos is the and the Shulchan Aruch, as we said, brings down that original practice of to do it during Shmoneh Esrei. It's interesting in the Shulchan Aruch it says that Right, you can right. That's what Moshe Feinstein said, that that's what he saw in Europe. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. But he says Yesh she'ain noagim lomar slicha, says the Shulchan Aruch, aracher siyum Shmoneh Esrei chein inhigu. But the Magen Avraham says, because don't think maybe that you shouldn't do it in Slachlanu, so maybe do it in Shomer, the way the Prima Gadol explains the Magen Avraham, maybe you should do it in Shomer Tefillah. No, no, once they moved it out of Slachlanu, then they moved it out of the whole Shmoneh Esrei, and that's what we do it after that. So that is the and it's interesting, the Mechas Chinuch points out back to Lamb when he came. The Marsha Kol many years ago said over from the Mechas Chinuch, the famous Mechas Chinuch, that really the these Tanios in Zecharia doesn't mention what day. It only says Chodesh Hashvi, Chodesh Harvi. That's Shivas HaBetamos. So originally you could pick any day in the month. It just had to be in this month. Then the minig later came to do it specifically on Shivas HaBetamos. But the Novi Zecharia, when he refers to the fast days, he says Chodesh Harvi, Chodesh HaFamishi. That's why I thought when I wrote my Haggadah Shel Pesach, I thought that's the pshat where we say Yochel Mirosh Chodesh on by the Haggadah, because it could be that any time in the month we could have done Pesach, or we could do the Haggadah. But Talmud Lomar that no. You have to do it, but when it comes to Purim, there's another Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says by Purim you could read the Megillah starting from Rosh Chodesh. That if you're going to go on a trip, and you're not going to have, and you're not going to, if you're going to go on a trip, and you're not going to have a Megillah with you, so it says in the. It says in the Yerushalmi, that you could start, you could read the Megillah even from Rosh Chodesh until Tezvav, but after Tezvav is Yavah. But you see that idea of the month being significant. Yochel Mirosh Chodesh, and by Adar, the whole month, it's the Yerushalmi says, or at least from the beginning of the month onward. You could so these months, even though the times of certain level of sadness, but they're the potential happiness, and the potential yontif, and the potential opportunity to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in this month, and that's even now. That's even now. It's going to be a yontif, but now it's still, a person wants to feel close to Hashem. And speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and have bakashas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This time is a significant time. In other words, we always think about, can I take a sh can I do this? Can I take a shower? Can I take a shave? Can I take a this? But we forget that element of Kol Rodfei HaSigur Bein HaMitzarim, that if you want to pursue HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is a time of his availability, more so than the rest of the year. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, this should be a meaningful time for all of us, the time of Bein HaMitzarim. Of course, we keep all the halachas and the minhagim, etc. But also, we should realize that it's a time of opportunity as well. That's why we started off with slichas, and we want to have a new slate. And again, slichas, as I said, is really, as Rav Lobel said, it's really in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, because that's the real time of Bakasha Slichas. Slichas is just a expansion of the bracha of Shlach Lanu. That's how it was originally, and even though it's not the way it is, but it's an expansion of that bracha and Shlach Lanu. And we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shlach Lanu Avinu, right? Because like the Sosva writes, Melech Shamach from the Gemara, Melech Shamach Al Kvodo and Kvodo Moch, but a father could always forgive. And that's where Slach, so if it's Slach one Avinu, it's Lichus starts with Avinu, so that's the attitude we have to have, this father-son relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that should be bolstered during this time, and Be'ez Hashem continue throughout the year.